This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win, order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required, points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Hello, good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, goodbye. Hi, how are you? Hey, all I'm going to say is, oh, let's have a cider. Whoa, I haven't got any champagne. I'm retired, can't afford it. How are we doing? We are the champions. Look at that. Leeds, look at that. Look at it. Take the knee, Leeds. Take the knee. Where are you? Where are you now? Wow. I tell you what, we are unbelievable. We might get points deducted next season. Who gives a fuck, to be honest with you? We'll worry about that in August. let's not get ahead of it. Let's just enjoy it. Let's just enjoy it for what it is. As the banner says there, we are promoted back to the Premier League at the first attempt as champions. Who's the best side in the division, Leeds? You're fucking not. We are. We are, because we are champions. And we're going to have a party. We are going to have a party like you have never seen before at the KP on Saturday. Doesn't matter what's going to happen. Blackburn could stuff us 7-0. Who gives a shit? We ain't going to. We're enough as champions. Leeds, you are nowhere. You are absolutely nowhere. We are the champions. I'll tell you what. Okay, it's all gone wrong over the last few years. But, well, the dream. We're going to go to comments in a minute, but Dave, mate, cheers, mate.
Cheers, pal.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Cheers, mate. Well, that way.
Is it too late? Is it too late to book tomorrow off?
No, it's never too late.
I don't know whether I'm going to be what I'm going to be up for tomorrow. We'll talk about it later.
I'll be on the 7 o'clock train.
But I've got to be up at 6:30 for TalkSport. I just want to go straight back to bed.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it was never in doubt, was it?
Nah, not really. Not at all. Preston were really disappointing, but we were good.
We did what we had to do without breaking sweat, in fairness.
No, we could have created a lot more chances. You get a lot of people want to join. I bet they're not Leeds fans.
No.
It was brilliant, wasn't it? Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Goodness knows what time they'll all get home tonight. But
well, I don't think they care. I think they're probably still celebrating now, you know.
Don't expect to see Kate for a week or two.
No, indeed. I mean, she may be BBC, but I'm more your sort of commercial radio sort of guy. We're inundated by Bournemouth fans. Hi, Craig. Hi, Matthew. Thanks for coming in. See you next year. Congratulations on your best finish ever in the Premier League points wise.
They did brilliant.
Yeah, but you'll be 6 points less next season. Hey! We're going to start with -6 at least, probably. So hopefully we'll have a couple of easier games to start with. And obviously that wouldn't necessarily be Bournemouth. They are our bogey team. But let's just go through these comments here.
Well, it could be Leeds.
It could be.
If they get to the playoffs.
Congrats. Yeah, well, they always... Mike was saying earlier that Manchester City always seem to get the promoted teams in the first game because, of course, it's random, isn't it? Not really.
Of course it is.
Mike Green, you can box it as well in. Doug, congratulations, Leicester City. No doubt the best team all season in the Championship. Now you can get the magic ton of 100 points to round off the season. I think we can. Blackburn look all over the place, to be honest with you. Saturday is going to be hot. It will. Jamie Vardy, he's texting while he's on the pitch. Come on, you Foxes. Ben Cross, come on, you Foxes fans. Highfield's getting excited. Yogshi, I don't know if I pronounced that right. Where are all the doubters? I don't know. Brad, I sent you an email. Don't know if you can come on at all, Brad, but welcome along. Well, I don't know. They've all gone quiet. If you're in your back garden, anybody, just see if you've got any stones and just go and lift them up. You might find one or two there.
To be fair, they're still second, so they're the second best team in the league at the moment.
Yeah, but who cares? What second? You know what I mean? they haven't got the C next to the name. They'll never have the C next to the name.
I think the staggering thing is, though, considering they were better than us on goal difference, we're about 11 goals ahead of them now.
Just says
it all, doesn't it?
It does. Perfect. Rumour has it Leeds have an open top bus for sale. Hey, that is true. I hope your move went well, by the way, Brad. Leeds are falling apart. As they say on the sports bar, has anybody seen Leeds? please. No. champions from Michigan. Thank you, Wolves. Championship champions, exactly. 100 points is a in the fridge till Saturday. If we don't get the 100, we don't get the 100. Chris, just stay up all night drinking. You'll be fine for work tomorrow. Don't say that, Ben. He's my boss. That's my boss tomorrow. On here, I'm the boss. But tomorrow morning on the radio show, that guy is the boss. So, I might.
You're probably right. You're probably right, though. Oh. Ben's probably right. You will be all right if you stay up.
Probably. Second win.
I'll keep your finger on that red button.
Leeds, yeah, love it, Derek. Leeds, look what you could have won. We are the best there. I saw he went down on the pitch. The owner did top. Thank you, Jamie Vardy, rallying the players. It means a lot. Well, James. James is in. Hello, James.
Hello, James.
Yes. Coming in to see what us two get up to. James, welcome along. Not sure what team James supports, but
Leicester.
Yeah, well, it has to be. If the boss tells him to support Leicester, he's going to have to. James, thanks very much, mate. You're a gentleman. Will the money won offset our FFP? Probably not. I don't think it will. No. I don't think it will. Look, I tell you what, let's just go through some facts and figures here, shall we? 3-0. Comfy as anything, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dave?
I fancied a couple more, to be honest. I would have liked another one just for Luke.
Well, he went 3-0, so he actually...
I know. That's what I mean, but he wanted four.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes. Bless him. The second goal was good. And, of course, it was Jamie again.
Can I just say, how many months have I been saying Woot shouldn't be playing in defence? Eh?
Sorry, say that again.
Woot Faz. He's not a defender. He's a attacking midfielder. Eh?
Well, I tell you what, he's that run he went on, nobody wanted to stop him.
No.
He just went for it, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a complete case.
Andy hit the post as well, didn't he?
It's called a post.
Yes, I know.
That thing that stands up like that, you know.
Oh, God, look, just leave me alone. I just hope you've got lots of plinky-plonky music tomorrow.
The thing that goes across the top is a bar. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
I have a bar or two, yes. It was a great run and hit the post, didn't it?
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, he's great at that, but he can't be in a position where he might lose it, and that's the problem. So, put him in a position where it doesn't matter if he loses it. Although we are a bit flooded in midfield, aren't we? So that's a bit of an issue, but there you go.
Yeah, we are. But at the end of the day, when you think that it may be a case of, depending who we buy, we have seen players, I mean, certainly one or two have had to, you know, Ndidi, for example, this isn't his normal role that he's played this season.
No.
He wanted Christian to move and he wouldn't, and that's why, you know, Christian left. Oh, he's still with us technically, of course, but... So there's nothing to say that, you know, things can't be moved around. And he does like to... He's got that Harry Maguire in him, hasn't he?
Yeah, very much so. And it's always good to see. I just panic a little bit when him and Vestergaard are playing around at the back. This is not a day to panic, for God's sake.
It isn't. No, we're not.
This is a day to celebrate, to sing on the train on the way up to Leatherhead tomorrow and... Be joyous.
I want to see you in your Leicester. I want to see a selfie with you in your Leicester top tomorrow.
No problem.
I've got to say, very, very kind. A post here from RT, LUFC Live, Leeds fan here. Congratulations on winning the league. Thank you, mate. I've been having a dig at Leeds. You know, it's all banter. Look, you've got as much chance of coming up. You've got automatic still to play for. And if you get into the playoffs,
I'll tell you what, Chris, I'm glad we're out of that battle. That's game of the season.
Me too.
Bloody hell. That's going to be tense at Ellen Road, isn't it?
Very
tense. Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, they've got Southampton. Southampton on such a poor run. And
Ipswich are still, they've got Coventry tomorrow. Tomorrow, isn't it? They've got Coventry at Highfield Road. They're going to win the last one at Huddersfield at home. They're going to win that.
Yeah, but, and Coventry are kind of getting a bit of a hangover from the FA Cup.
Yeah, they're going to want to prove a point.
Yeah, just interesting. Mike says, stop moaning, Dave. I mean, the thing is, RT, that... I wish you could be married to D2. It doesn't quite work, but you see where I'm coming from.
No.
This is why you gave me the breakfast show, mate.
I tell you what, the trouble is Leeds will have to beat Southampton. Well, they do anyway, but they'll have to beat them because Ipswich will beat Huddersfield. But I think Ipswich might lose tomorrow. I think they might lose. But then, hey, with my predictions, I know nothing. So don't take that as read.
You predicted correctly today because you always get it wrong and you went for a Preston win. So well done, mate.
Thank you. I gave one for the boys.
You did.
Yeah.
How good does that look? I mean, they've got the board up there now. They're celebrating. They're doing everything. I mean, they're on the pitch. Somebody's got the mobile phone out. But
those clown stewards? I don't know whether it showed it on what you were watching, but blooming stewards were marshalling top so he didn't get too close to the fans.
Really?
I mean, for God's sake, what is wrong with them?
They said there was. Were you watching? I presume you were watching, obviously, on Sky.
Yeah.
They said on the hub, but they said like. There was a row of they put an announcement out about not going onto the pitch, the fans, and then they obviously what's the word I'm looking for? They said all the stewards were lined up at the Leicester end, all the Preston fans had got home. So
they'd gone about half an hour earlier. Yeah.
It's just
the fact that they want to keep them away from the fans now, and to actually marshal. And to make it obvious that's what they're doing, I think it's pathetic. I really do.
I did see Top. I mean, when he was walking on the pitch, he had like Mike Tyson with him.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah. I thought nobody's going to go up and do him.
But Kathy said, is that his minder? I said, no, it's his auntie.
But do you remember, Dave, when I did this earlier at Easter, I asked the Leeds fan, the Ipswich fan and the Southampton fan, and then Kate was the Leicester fan, to predict all the games till the end of the season. The Leeds fan, which was Carl, bless him, he predicted that they'd go unbeaten until the end of the season, but they didn't. But since then, we have amassed 15 points.
Yeah.
Leeds United have amassed 8 points.
Yeah.
Ipswich Town have amassed 9.
Yeah.
And Southampton have amassed 8. So we're almost double, no disrespect, RT, double Leeds and Southampton's points tally.
Which is staggering, isn't it? It's so ridiculous, this league. Before that, we were the ones in trouble big time.
Yes. We totally so were.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. That game at Bristol.
Oh.
And then, we had two good wins, although we weren't convincing, were we, Norwich and Birmingham. But then the Millwall game was horrendous. It was a horrible game. And we were dreadful. And I'm guessing, and then Plymouth, of course, following that, which was even worse. I mean, we were just, thought it was all over by then. And Leeds blew it big time.
Well, that was the thing. When we hit our bad patch, so did the other teams.
Yeah. Well, they lost to Coventry, didn't they? That started it. And then they drew with Sunderland, I think, at home, and then lost to Blackburn at home. So that, you know, they did the same as we did. And Ipswich weren't that much better. I mean, they picked up a couple of points in four games. Although, you know, to be fair, yeah, that's right, isn't it? Or three games. They beat Southampton, didn't they? 3-2.
Leeds, they drew with Watford, they beat Hull, they lost to Coventry, they drew with Sunderland, lost to Blackburn, beat Middlesbrough, lost to QPR.
I mean, that's crazy after the form they've been showing.
Yeah.
And the same goes for Southampton, and the same sort of goes for Ipswich as well. So they all followed us. They all followed us into it.
They did.
This is balmy.
Luke, I'll just say to you, Luke, before you go off on anything, we have got a nice Leeds fan in who's come in and said congratulations. So don't go too heavy on the Leeds fans.
Chris has done that already.
Take the knee. I don't give a shit. You're all the same.
I said it all earlier before any Leeds fans came on, so I got it out of my system. How are you feeling, Luke?
Oh, God. Must have a sore knee being a Leeds supporter. You're absolutely bottled it. Yeah, enjoy another few seasons in the Championship. We'll sign Somerville and bench him for you. How's that sound?
RT.
Yeah, well, that went well.
Leeds fan.
Yeah.
That went well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
I'm just joking. I'm not.
You know. I've just had an email off Leicester City.
How are they doing?
Apparently, they're going straight back up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Have they found a way to take points off us or anything?
Not yet. No. RT, look. So, look, just talk us through. I mean, when do you remember the Premier League win?
I feel guilty now. Sorry, Matt. Is this the nice Leeds fan? I feel bad now.
Yes.
So you should.
I'm just joking, man. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you should have heard him last week, look, RT.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris. What was your question, mate? Sorry.
I mean, just tell us how you're feeling.
Elated. I'm on my second coffee, to be fair. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I'm this close to patching it. I can't have a beer of his, unfortunately, because I'd be a proper alky if I had a beer at 5:30 in the morning. But look, mate, I am absolutely stoked. I know we've got one game left, but we are champions. We're promoted. A very, very therapeutic season that we really needed after everything that we went through for the last season. I think it's absolutely excellent. The band of brothers is back, the camaraderie between the players, the management, everything, it's all there. I took a little bit longer to join because I wanted to watch some of the celebrations. It's really nice, mate, and honestly, it really is.
You feel even worse, two nice Leeds fans. Another Leeds fan here, congratulations on the title promotion. Enjoy the last game and close season. All the best for next season. It has been a good fight. And look, generally speaking, you know, we've had some good banter with Leeds fans. There's been one or two dicks, but then every club's got the dicks, including Leicester. Generally speaking, there's been some good banter.
It must be one of the best Championship seasons ever, I reckon.
Oh,
the quality of play, the mess ups, the bombing out, the recoveries, you know, I mean, it's been incredible. And it all started really from Leeds coming back to beat us at their place.
Yeah,
if we'd have won that game, I think we'd have been untouchable.
Well, that was the game, remember, where Dakar's second goal was ruled offside.
Yeah.
VAR.
I always said VAR was good.
Yeah, but VAR would have given us that.
Yeah.
And they probably would have taken one off Leeds the other night. But you know, at the end of the day, I don't care because I'd sooner not have VAR. If the referee makes a mistake, I'm happy to say human error.
And we got away with one at Sunderland when Chowdhury brought that guy down at the end. So, you know, it does work both ways. Do you remember? Was it Sunderland? It was, wasn't it?
You are looking very white, if you don't mind me saying.
I've got a new lighting formula. It's one of these things, look. One that you scan your body with. Because I've fucked up our light.
Yeah, put it back. You look like you're about to do a ghost investigation when you put it down before.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to change the lamp.
Can you hear that? Who's knocking? Oh, that's better. That's better where you got it.
Kate's at the door.
Yeah.
Look, do you know?
Unfortunately, I've messed it up, so I've got no more.
You messed everything up this weekend, Dave.
It's been a bad weekend for messing up technical stuff.
Tell me about it. How many teams have actually won 30 games since the turn of the century in the second tier? Anybody?
I'm not a quiz guy. Don't stitch me up.
Yeah, none.
It's light. Well, all right. There's been six teams. How many teams have done it twice?
Oh, five.
No.
Luke? Six.
We've won it.
No.
Ten.
Eight. One.
Oh, really?
And guess who it was? Leicester City. So these are the six teams that since the turn of the century have won 30-plus games in the Championship. Wolves in 17-18, Fulham in 2000-2001, Man City in 01-02, Reading in 05-06, Newcastle 09-010, and... What are you doing?
I'm scanning
phone home, E.T., phone home. And Leicester have done it 13-14 and 23-24. Is there any team that are better than us in this division, Luke?
No, no one is, but I'll tell you what, man. I hope you switch. You're trying to wind me up.
It's early in the morning, Chris. Be nice to him.
No one's better than us. Hey, one sec. Hang on, guys. I gotta go water the plants quickly and recompose myself. I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, Dave, are you with us?
I'm with you, pal. I'm with you.
RT says here, we shouldn't have beaten you at Elland Road, mate. You got robbed in that game. It evens itself out. Like Dave said, we got away with one at Sunderland. You're fine, Dave. Don't touch it. That is fine.
Thank you.
You're looking beautiful.
Thank you very much, darling. Leeds played well at our place, very well. Because that was in the days when we were playing well as well. And they beat us fairly, well, not easily, but it was, you know, they played very well. But then that's the crazy thing about this league, isn't it? Middlesbrough did as well. Hull City did. It's a crazy league. I keep saying it, but it is. I've never known anything like it in all my years.
So
it's going to be tough to get out of for anybody. And as I say, the playoffs are going to be incredible to watch.
To be honest with you. You know, I'm just going to try and get the table up here. I mean, who do you want to come up with us?
I don't care, to be honest. I think, you know, Leeds or Ipswich deserve it. I mean, Southampton, record run.
Yeah.
You know, four teams there that all deserve to get promoted. Fantastic. And I don't know who it will be. Really don't. Even down to the last game, you won't know. You don't know who it's going to be.
No. And then I say you've got the playoffs then as well, haven't you? So I'm just going to bring the table up. Sorry to the Leeds fans that are in. There we go. How good does that look, Luke? Leicester City on 97 points, Leeds on 90, Ipswich on 90, Southampton on 84. In a normal season, Leeds, Ipswich and Southampton would have been guaranteed promotion in any season other than this.
Just shows you though, doesn't it? Those last three green bits are the ones that have done it. You know, we came back at the right time, which I didn't expect to happen. I really didn't expect it.
No. Credit to Enzo.
Blown it. Yeah, well, credit to the players as well. They, you know, they had their meeting or did whatever they did. And we're honest with each other, which always helps. But I mean, those away games, three away games were awful. I mean, absolutely awful, weren't they?
Yeah. They were awful, but like, look, it's interesting because from Leeds all the way down to West Brom, really the only team out of those that it's in form really is Norwich. So they've all dropped points. It's going to be interesting. They're all kind of going to be devoid of confidence going to the playoffs, but you know, we'll see who's going to come alive and who's going to come out like a cornered animal. What's interesting as well is those games are very painful with Plymouth and Millwall, but we're not going to see many teams put in a low block like that unless it's someone playing Man City in the Premier League. But as for now, let's enjoy the moment. It's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen next season.
I like to see Coventry, since they got into the semi-finals of the FA Cup, which we said, well, it's probably losing at Chelsea wasn't all a bad thing. Look at that. They've lost, four out of five, four out of six? That's blown their playoff chances big time.
Utterly, utterly mad. Let me just... Mike wants Hull to go up. Paul says Ipswich and Leeds to come up with Leicester. Three out of five wins have won the league for you guys. And it has, but, you know, also you've got to think, it's not a five-game season. You know, we had to win all those games earlier in the season. Otherwise, those last three wins would have meant nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I'd like to see Ipswich go up, because I think they deserve it. You know, they've been the bridesmaid at this party. You know, they've been the Penelope pit stop of the wacky race here. You know, they just would not go away. They were like a fly. You keep swatting it away and they kept coming back. Southampton, I'd like to go up simply because they're a local team to me. So
that's just selfish, isn't it?
Right. It is totally 100%. I mean,
I think those top three will go up. Oh, that one has, yeah. I think the second and third will go up.
The problem I think, Luke, for me with Leeds and a little bit with Ipswich and Southampton, they're all, you need to go in. If you're going to go into the playoffs, you need to go on a good run, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And that's very interesting because. Hull, I think, have Ipswich in the next game. So Hull are safely into the playoffs, but they're going to want to go into that with confidence, and Ipswich are going to want the automatic. So I believe it's Hull that plays Ipswich, or have they just drawn against each other? Sorry, I got that wrong, I think.
Say that again, sorry.
Yeah, they just drew 3-3.
Is Leeds and Southampton, whose home game is that?
Leeds.
Yeah.
I think Leeds will beat them. Ipswich have got to beat Coventry. Or if they lose at Coventry, it's going to be a fun day on Saturday.
Isn't it just?
And I can see them losing at Coventry, but, you know, who knows?
Well, let's say none of us have been very good at the prediction. So
no. But you see, you're right. So on the basis of... if they can get in the playoffs, which I'm not sure they can, Hull are on a roll. I mean, they've had some great results, haven't they?
They are, Well, that's the thing that's going in that are probably on the run, you know. Ben and A to Z Leeds, welcome along, Ben. I've just about stopped crying. Congrats again, Leicester. End of the day, the tables never lie. No, they don't, mate, they don't. I'd put money on fifth or sixth to go and get promoted. The players are now, they're running towards the fans and they're just enjoying themselves.
They're still out there.
Is that Enzo? Hang on a second. I think that was Enzo that, you know, when you run towards the fans and slide on the stomach. I think Enzo did it then as well.
As long as Top doesn't do it.
It might not have been. It might have been one of the coaches.
They all look the same, don't they?
They do, yeah. Hey, it's Pep.
We're
not winning the playoffs, said RT. I mean, I only went on one Leeds thing and I discovered it was playing PlayStation. So I didn't stay, but everybody that's been onto Leeds channels have said that they have been very depressed about this. Pretty much, I guess, like we were when we were going through our uniform, because they didn't take advantage, did they? We left the door open, Dave. But nobody wanted to come through it.
I mean, we got away with murder because we were playing first, weren't we, and getting beat. Mm. And the other teams weren't taking advantage, like you say, but I couldn't believe it. You know, it's scary. We should have been well out of it. Really should have been 5 games ago.
Yeah, but then that's boring, isn't it?
Well, there's something to be said for that. There's something very good to be said for that, Chris, because you want to see that there's going to be a bit of grit and fight determination. Because if you're worried about us copping a tanking 2 or 3 next season in the Premier League, you want to see that fight that you can come back from it. So that's a credit to the players in Enzo. There's something really positive about that. Yeah, it would have been great if we would have, you know, broke the points record and run away of it. But still, it shows a bit of depth to the team. And, you know, I think that's – I would rather that than – us just piss the league and then get a rude awakening next season, to be honest with you. I know that sounds strange, but...
No. I know where you're coming. They're still celebrating at Preston. I don't think we're going to see Kate this side of about 5 in the morning. I love this. This was put up, and I've adapted it, but this has been put up by Callers Leicester. And it's Leicester's five bits in the Premier League. Number one, set sail with HMS Piss the League. 2, be on course to break all championship records. 3, mess up a bit, okay, and let Leeds beat us twice, and I think they have a chance. 4, oh shit, lads, we went too far. It was only for a joke. 5, get promoted with 2 games to go anyway. Absolutely. I love
scary.
It. On that.
I can't believe Leeds have never won a promotion via playoffs.
But it took us 4 attempts, didn't it?
Yeah, well, it did. Yeah. That was losing the playoff final is probably worse than losing an FA Cup final, I think.
I think if you lose, it's they say it's the richest game in the world, don't they?
Well, yeah, it's the hardest to lose. I promise you. I flashbacks to the Swindon game.
Oh,
you know, when we came back from 3-0 down to 3-3, and then the referee won it for Swindon.
I drove all the way from Burnley to Leicester to watch that with me. I had Kath with me, who was my fiance then, and I drove all the way down to Leicester because I didn't think it was going to be on Granada TV. I thought it'd be on Central, and it was as it happened. But I drove down to Leicester. I went through every emotion you can imagine during that game, and it was a 3-hour drive back from Leicester to Burnley, and I did not speak once to Kath. I just sat there for the whole 3 hours. She tried to.
I just remember I was level with Hoddle when he got the ball. And I could see Hoddle there just attacking midfield on the right. Free. Nobody was picking him up. And I was screaming, pick him up, pick him up. All came across, bang, in you go. And that guy was class. Mm. No matter what else, he was class. And we just started. Anyways, in the past.
Let me. I don't know what it is, Luke. So before I pull it up, let send it to me on Instagram or on Twitter before I pull it up, mate, or on whatever.
I'll send it to you on Facebook. Please pull it up. Please come on. You have to.
I'll have a look. We'll have a look at it in a second. First of all, before we do that, who has won the second tier more often than any other team? We have won it now. This is our eighth win. You wouldn't have thought I was confident and had all this ready, would you? I'd have looked a fool if we hadn't gone up. Leicester have won the second tier 8 times. Manchester City 7. So unless they get thrown out of the Premier League, they're never going to catch us. Norwich 5, Sheffield Wednesday 5, Sunderland 5. Luke, also means we've been relegated more often than not, but it's not a bad record to have that, is it?
Nah, let's just leave that part out.
Yes, yeah. Every cloud, as they say, doesn't.
And we've won the title, the Premier League, since Arsenal and Tottenham.
Well, we've Tottenham have never won it, have they?
Have they not?
Did you hear the fans chanting, Winks came to Leicester to win a trophy?
Yeah.
Yes, that is very, very true. And Madison just wanted to end his career, didn't he? You know.
there's a Facebook thing going around as well about the only way to stop Man City winning the league is to buy Harry Kane.
Yes. Well, he went to Munich, didn't he?
Yeah, and won fuck all.
You say you sent it me, Luke?
On Facebook, yeah.
On Messenger?
Yeah, I've said it. I've got it there to share with you. It's nothing bad, mate. It's all good. You got to trust me.
Yeah, right.
You're just an Australian.
Yeah.
It's not, nothing's gone. Oh, hang on. You sent, did you send? Oh, no, you haven't. I haven't got it, mate.
Okay, well, it's there for me to share on screen for if you want. I've put it right there. Don't be scared.
I'm going to regret this, aren't I?
While the children are chatting.
Take one, Leeds fans. Take one.
What was that other thing that came out? The
Luke. You're a Leeds crumble. Boy. I'm not angry. I'm not annoyed, Luke. I'm just very disappointed.
No, you're not. You love it. That's going to be your new phone screensaver. Don't talk shit.
Well, just imagine all the pain we'd have suffered if it had been the other way around. So,
you know. Oh, yes, indeed. But then it would have been the other way around. Leeds fans would have been, and quite right, Leeds fans would have been like us because they would have deserved, you know. Like they said, the table does not lie, you know. No.
Well, it's not over first, yet.
You're last.
What are not you guys yet. Doing on the 18th of June?
I don't know what I'm doing. I do know what I'm doing tomorrow on Wednesday.
Having a full English.
Consult my classy calendar.
Well, no. It is a rhetorical question. Because you might want to make a note of this in your diaries. The Premier League fixtures are announced on the 18th of June. Not been able to say that this year, had we? We had to go down into the Championship, and that was a day earlier or something. So June the 18th, the Premier League fixtures are announced.
All right, I'll make a note of that. Tell my Coventry mates.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. They've gone Coventry. Quiet as well.
I must admit, I said this earlier. Look, we're going to go into this league, Luke. The chances are we're going to be, you know... 6 points or something, you know, behind. What I don't want when we go up is to have, like, Man United, Liverpool, Arsenal, because, you know, that gap can then look a lot bigger. I'd like to have more teams that we stand a chance against. Not saying that we will beat them, but teams that we would have a chance against. So we can, you know, if we get that, you know, 6 points minus, we can try and quickly grab that back.
Yeah, 100%, because if we do get a points deduction, which is probably more than likely all but confirmed, and we get, you know, a hard first few couple of games with the minus points, things could possibly turn toxic fast. If you can hit the ground running and, you know, level those points to get a bit ahead, then it's a different atmosphere. It's less pressure on the players and the board and management. So I would hope so as well for that, mate.
Yeah. Depends how much the Premier League want to get us, because if they do want to get us, they'll give us those fixtures away at Liverpool, away at Man City, and then home to Arsenal or something. We'll see.
It will be interesting. We've got to remember, though, Dave, haven't we, that when we go back up, this is a different Leicester side. We are not going to go up and just slot back into the Premier League top half like we used to. No.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. seamcdonalds.com.
No. No, but we're going to be confident. We're going to be playing reasonable football. You know, we'll have to play a little bit tighter at the back, but then we'll have to buy a couple of new defenders. You know, we're going to have to be careful up there.
And what do you think, as in, you know, are we going to keep hold of Enzo?
Oh, yeah, God. Let's see, why not?
He's been touted with a couple of other teams, isn't he?
Well, so will Dewsbury Hall and everybody. I mean, that's the way it works, isn't it? You've got people in the press who need to write sensational stories to sell papers, or not sell internet to papers, get advertising, and it's all crap, all of it. Until it actually happens, it's all crap. Enzo wouldn't even be thinking about anything, not even tonight when it's all jobs done.
I might do it in 6 days, because in 6 days after the Premier League, after winning the Champions League, he signed for us.
Well, yeah, but then that was his first managerial job, wasn't it? And he was offered a chance to come to a great club. I think to move from Leicester now, he's got to be looking at going back to Man City as manager when Pep goes. That's the only thing I think he'd do. He's got nothing to lose at Leicester, has he? If you look sensibly, nobody expects us to do well. We're going to have a points deduction. So if he keeps us in the Premier League next year, he's a hero. We don't expect to win it next year. Probably no,
we'll do that the year after, Dave.
Yeah.
We'll give it a year. We'll have a bit of a time along the bottom of the table, then we'll stay
up. Yeah, one day at a time.
Go on and win it.
But why would he want to move? He's got the best training facilities in the world, except for his old club, maybe. He's going to have a bigger park to play on. You know, we're going to get another 10,000 in, maybe. Lots of other facilities. Why wouldn't you want to be part of that? He's got the best owners in the world.
You know? And he'd be homeless, because he's at the moment, he's living still at the training ground, isn't he?
There you go. He doesn't cook his own meals or anything.
No.
He's ironing. Somebody does his ironing for him.
Probably. But he's quite minded. They're probably giving him a goblin tease, mate, but that's another story.
Well, that's another story, yeah.
Yes. That is a thing, by the way, just in case anybody thinks I'm being rude. Look, it's going to be hard. I've just had the Alan's message me with the man of the match and the rating. I wasn't really actually going to do one, because for me, it's got to be a 10. I know it wasn't the best we've played, and it was probably wasn't as good a performance as we put up against Southampton, but it was such a potential banana skin, this. And, you know, it would have been so Leicester to have cocked it up. So I think it's 10, because we didn't slip on that banana skin. What was it I said on the radio this morning? There was something like 2,000 claims for accidents on people slipping on banana skins in the UK in 2021. If I've got to give my man of the match to anybody, again, I think I've got to give it, you know, I'm finding it very hard to pick one. The obvious one, I suppose, is Jamie Vardy.
I think for me, it's also a 10 to start off with, particularly because, yeah, it's not the same performance as Southampton, but let's not forget how many, you know, changes there were to the side. A few boys maybe had one beer too many, and it was the complete domination of the game, a clean sheet, a lot of chances as well. 10 for me. As for man of the match, it's a very close call between Vardy for his brace and then also for Tawi for the two assists, and that goal nearly went in. Faith had a brilliant game. He was unlucky to not get a good game. Everyone had a great game, to be honest with you. But for me, I'm probably going to have to go for Tawi. I know that the easy shot is to go for Vardy for his two goals, but for Tawi, just for the chances he created, the two assists, the borderline nearly goal that he scored as well, I'm going to go for Tawi, just do something different.
Dave?
Yeah, I've got three options. The two that you've mentioned, but I think Harry Winks, quiet, did his job, didn't see him give the ball away like he has done in the last few games. And I think he was just holding it together a bit, gave Ricardo a chance to go anywhere he wanted. And I think he just kept it there, kept it sensible when it may have fallen apart if he hadn't. So, I think I'd go for that. And as a performance 9, because in that first half, you know, we didn't press as much as we should have done. We didn't finish him off early. In the end, it was brilliant. But, yeah, I think 9. Bearing in mind, because Southampton was a 10.
Yes, yeah. Luke, I mean, Enzo got it right. We looked at the changes that he'd made and, you know, we maybe raised our eyebrows at a couple of them. But he did nothing wrong, did he? And he made the substitutions just to run time down, I'm sure. He even gave Cannon a run out. I've got to say, he did most things right for me tonight.
He has, and he's done most things right since we had that blip. So I think I'm really happy with Enzo. Really happy at the club, happy with the performance, and happy with the season.
You happy then?
Well, Brighton was there, which was great. He didn't play. But what happened to what's his, Brad's love child? I mean, I haven't seen him for weeks and weeks.
Iheanacho, he wasn't even on the bench. But I think
he wasn't even there, was he?
I think he's maybe given the, I think he's maybe...
Southampton. I was happy then.
Mine's still a pretty good score.
Well, glad I had to tell you to be. But no, I mean, with Iheanacho, I mean, he came in as he was Jeremy Vardy's understudy. Jamie Vardy, his brother, both of them. And he wasn't getting on the pitch, and he's never come out of that. And I suppose he's going to have to think, well, no, he's getting on a little bit now. I'm not sure how old he is, but we're late 20s, isn't it? And it's his chance that he wants to go and, I'm sure, be a starter somewhere. And he's not going to be that under Enzo.
I think when he came on, his problem, he didn't show anything. Didn't do anything special to make Enzo pick him. Tom Cannon came on today when really nothing mattered too much, and he put it about. First touch was the Preston defender. I mean, that's what you expect. That's a Vardy of his youth days, and that's quite exciting to me to see somebody like that, a young lad who's going to come on. And he's fast as well, and a big guy, and he's quick. So that's what you have to do to get noticed. You have to come on and make something happen. And I think Kells hasn't done that since his injury, which was probably November, was it? October, November, yeah. Something like that.
Because he did before that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did a bit, you know, and he used to cut. And he can play with Vardy, no problem at all. You know, he can play behind the striker, but...
Nah, I mean, Kelechi's got 6 goals, Luke. Daka's got 7. He's played one less game. I just think Kells offers something. And as we discussed before, even playing, you know, on that was it number 8, number 9, just behind maybe Vardy? Are we relying too much on Jamie? I mean, will Jamie Vardy be able to do it in the Premier League next season?
We keep writing him off. He's proving us wrong. He's got 20 goals. We've rotated heavily between all 4 strikers throughout the season due to injuries and performance dips and like-for-like subs. So I think he's still obviously brilliant off the bench, but today was the opposite. I definitely think he can kick on for another season. I would like to see more of Cannon. Kelechi is, I don't even think that's it for him. He hasn't been on the bench for several weeks. I agree with you, but he got given a very fair run out at the start of the season, if you remember. It was between him and Vardy, basically. Daka didn't get a look in. Nick Cannon was injured. He had more than ample opportunity in the prime of his career in a league below to hit the ground running. We thought he would fit the Enzo system perfectly out of the 4 strikers, and unfortunately, he didn't.
Yeah. Something gone on, hasn't there, in training and stuff that's not, he doesn't feel right for it. Cannon's going to be brilliant.
Cannon's the future, but he's not the Jamie Vardy. But then we've got a manager, I think, Dave. Well, exactly, who is? And that's the worrying thing, is that once Vardy goes, are we going to do, and I've asked this before, are we going to do what we did with Mahrez? Well, he's all right, but he's not Mahrez, is he? You know, I mean, every player that came in was being compared to Mahrez.
That's where we're stupid. I mean, we sold Derek Dugan to Wolves and wondered how we'd replace him, but we did. Bought some geezer called Frank Worthington eventually. You know, I mean, it happens all the time, doesn't it? People move on, not just from Leicester, from all clubs.
Yeah.
So we'll find. There's youngsters coming through still. You know, yeah. The youngsters haven't had a look yet, really. McAteer's the only one that's kind of stuck at it and hasn't been injured. Well, he has been injured, but not, you know, he's managed to come back from it. But so we've got good stuff.
Do you think that Enzo's trying to move the team on? Because, you know, Vardy is Vardy. And whoever we get, whether it was Iheanacho or Daka, they're not Vardy because, you know, there's only one Jamie Vardy. And Cannon, we're not going to play Cannon in the same role that we play Jamie Vardy, are we?
No, it's a different sort of striker. But there are certain signs that he's moving, wanting to move players on. I mean, I don't know whether it's right or not, but JJ's been out of favour for a lot of the time, hasn't he? He comes on 15, 20 minutes at the end and stuff like that. He starts the odd game, but, you know, he's not been a regular. So, you know, you just wonder if he's already figured out the players who are going.
That's a good point. JJ, he played a lot while Doyle was injured. I think he's an absolutely brilliant player. I don't think he suits a back three as much as he does playing as a fullback. But to me, I hate to say this, but I think he's one of our key sellable assets. I don't want to see him go. I like JJ, but I think he's someone we can get some money for. He nearly cracked that England squad before that injury. And I definitely think that there'll be someone out there that would love to have JJ in their team. We've been talked about and rumoured to have been chasing a left-footed centre-back. I don't think we go after Doyle. I think he's too slow. I actually really can see us selling JJ. I don't think we're going to balance the books. It's 90 million. It's impossible. I don't want to gut the team to even attempt to do that and go straight back down. I honestly think we hang on to Keane and Drewsby Hall. I think that we sell JJ, Samari, Christensen, Suter, and loan out the likes of McAteer, Braybrook, and Will Alves. Is it Will Alves? I would like to see them all get a loan move, get some experience in.
James Justin has actually played 37 times this season.
Yeah.
A lot off the bench, though, isn't it?
Yeah, quite possibly. I think he's better than Doyle. Doyle's got a good, like Vestergaard, he's got a good, you know, pass on him. But James Justin, I like James Justin. I think Dewsbury's going to go because I think he is our most sellable asset. And whether we like it or not, he is going to be the one that brings the money in, you know.
I think he'll be off.
Well, we're not going to get anything for Ndidi, obviously, because his contract expires. No,
I think he'll be off. He's not playing well, really. You know. He
started the season well, though, didn't he?
Fantastic, and then he got injured. It's all gone wrong since.
A lot of these players that we're looking at now, though, aren't going to be with us in one form or another next season. I like Harry Suter, but he's going to go. He's a sellable asset. Obviously, he hasn't really played much in, you know, to do it. But you know, I don't know why he doesn't fit in. We do need. I know we need a left-footed centre back, but. Like you say, Faze worries me. There is always a mistake in him. Cody and Vestergaard are not. It's just not quick enough. We need somebody with a bit more space, a bit more pace. Sorry, don't we, guys?
Yeah, and do you know what, Faze? I swear that he always wanted to be a striker as a kid, and someone stern and older just told him, "No, mate, you're going to be a centre back, whether you like it or not."
But like Dave said earlier, Luke. You know, and Dave made a very good point. God, that hurt. But he made a very good point and said, you know, move him up into midfield.
Just a bit full up there.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
But he, I mean, that run that he went on, nobody was going to stop him. And he hit the post, you know, a couple of inches.
VAR might have given that pass to Lyon.
Well, what, sorry?
VAR might have counted that as a goal for face. It was it was a beast to get it from going in.
Yes, exactly, exactly. But, I mean,
we played Matt Elliott up front. We played Walsh up front for nearly half a season. Why not?
Yes. I mean, we're going to be doing a different show towards the end, where we're going to have a look who we're keeping and who, you know, who we're going to be losing, who we want to keep and who we want to go anyway. And yeah. I'm going to be sending you two guys an email, because next Monday, Dave and Kate will be here with the Let's Talk Leicester debate show, and we'll be doing our end of season awards. So everybody, Luke and Craig and everybody, will get a nomination form, fill them in and send them. Don't put them in the group chat, because I want to sort of do it as an announcement and what have you.
Sure.
But certainly, oh, I've got to say it. I'm always going to say this. Adele is in. Hello. I try. Will that gun be signed?
No, I hope so.
Hope so.
It's complicated.
Who knows? I mean, let me ask it. Let me put it this way then. Do you, and I guess I know the answer to this from what you said, would you want to sign him?
Yeah, I think he's done better than anybody in his first season with us. And that includes Mahrez. Mahrez had a nightmare first season. He kept falling over all the time.
In his first season?
Yeah.
Really? I think so.
Well, Fatu has only just come on, hasn't he, really? Don't you think? I know you don't, Luke. But
I think Fatu has been brilliant, and he's even elevated to another level. We know his ceilings. Look, right now, I think Fatu is amazing, and I think Yunus has been given nowhere near the same game time. I think he struggles a little bit with the physicality, but I still really rate Yunus. If there wasn't any kind of financial dramas right now, I would love Yunus for squad depth. But if we're pinching pennies going into the Premier League, then maybe we don't sign him. And I could tash, but we have to be realistic here. I would like to sign him, don't get me wrong. But if we have to be, like I said, be careful with our money, then it's probably money we could be used elsewhere, because at the end of the day, it is going to be a squad depth player. I would rather see someone challenge Mavididi for his position. Anyways, we'll save this for another show, mate. But yeah.
You've got to go, Luke. Thank you very, very much. You've got to go to work now, haven't you?
Yeah, mate. I've got to start getting ready for work. Really happy
Tuesday performance. Morning.
Still, Tuesday morning, 6:10 in Perth. I got up at 3:10 to watch this game, like all of them. I deserve, if there's an award for fan of the year, it deserves to be me.
I tell you what, the most modest fan of the year. There we go. There's an award for you.
Yeah.
Definitely bottling that one.
Fair, he's modest for an Australian.
Yeah.
So you let them out of jail and this is what happens.
I know. Before I go, I'd just like to reassure the Leeds fans that I've got Ipswich to win 4-2 tomorrow night. So that puts the mockers on it.
Probably. Luke, before you go, and obviously you've got to go and get to work, just give a shout out as to where people can find you.
Thanks, mate. You guys can find me at Leicester Down Under or Leicester City Down Under. I'm nearly at 200 subscribers. Please check my channel and subscribe. It'll take you 2 seconds. And if not, you can find me here anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we don't invite him. He just turns up. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like that squatter that you can't get rid of. Yeah. Every time you go outside, you turn, hello, I'm here. Get out there and check Luke's channel out. Have a good day at work, Luke. Speak to you soon, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
See you, Chris.
I think I'm trying to hold on to see if Kate was coming in. I don't know.
She'll still be in the ground, won't she?
Well, I thought they'd stop celebrating because they've gone off the telly, but they could possibly still be celebrating.
They should get out all right.
Yeah.
She's probably on the booze somewhere.
Can't blame her. Can't blame her. I don't know if Mike's going to be joining us. Have you got to go, mate?
I will do because I've got to get up. I've got loads to do and I've got to pack. And...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Right. Where can people find you, sir?
No idea, mate. on this channel, surreyhillsradio.co.uk. Listen to anybody that's on there. Some breakfast geezer might be on tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah, might be. Yeah, but that's not, and if he hasn't deleted his folder.
Indeed. Never delete your folder.
No. Right, no. Have a good night's sleep, mate. Have a safe journey tomorrow. Enjoy yourself.
Catch you soon.
Cheers.
Cheers, pal.
Bye-bye. Thanks to Dave there. And thank you very much to Luke. You are a gentleman, sir. That is very, very generous indeed. Thank you, sir. Thank you. We've got Mike joining us in a few minutes. It's just like, let's just go through those facts and figures again. 3-0, never in doubt, was it really? Let's be honest. And there we go, champions of the championship. Not for everybody, is it? But look, we did it. Premier League, here we come. And let's have a look. Here he is. They've opened up his prison doors and they've let him in. Mike, I was watching you last night.
Okay. How come was this? I keep...
Ah, right. Well, do you remember... hang on, I've got to try and get... Let me just work this out here.
Oh, right now, I thought you meant you was physically then. I was like...
No, it wasn't. I'm not stalking you, mate.
I was trying to think that was on a live stream.
I may well... put this on as a premiere one night just for the hell of it because I was watching a certain quiz.
The old Rod Fanny.
Yes, indeed. You know your Fanny, don't you, Mike?
Well, it seems apparent so, yes.
Yeah, I was absolutely, and I set the questions, and I know what it was, and I was still pissing myself last night watching it, you know.
You know what? I totally forgot about that.
Hang on, you spilt. Oh, what's that horrible thing on your chest?
Yes, I know. Yeah. Well, I knew I was going to get that as soon as I come on. I was like, quick, find a t-shirt. Find just a normal plain white t-shirt so you can't take the mickey of you for it.
Look, you've obviously, I mean, you do follow football a lot. And in all the different divisions, obviously, like I say, Newport is your local team, Man United is your Premier League team. Neither of them you probably want to talk about. But from what you've seen at Leicester, and obviously there's going to be a lot of changes, and players will be going. Indeed, although we won't get anything for him, he's on a high wage, so that will help us out. But how do you see this team doing next season in the Premier League?
Well, baseline of it now, obviously, we don't know who's coming in. We don't know who what big players you're going to lose. I don't assume like the big ones will leave, like Dewsbury Hall, because he loves the club. We've seen that with his social media and stuff. So I do think quite a few of the players who would be looked at by Premier League teams or by teams abroad, I think would just rather stay with Leicester and continue the sort of growth with the club. In terms of the squad right now, I would say you'd survive. Because I think there's going to be a couple of teams who just about stay up this season that could be just gone. I think if Forest somehow stay up this year, I think they'll be gone. They're on the back of, you know, really bad financial stuff at the moment. Same with Everton. So I'd probably go 15th, 16th for Leicester, which you can't, like you said this earlier, Chris, you can't look at Leicester as the Premier League, former Premier League champions, FA Cup winners, played in the Champions League. You've got to look at them, as rude as it sounds, and Leicester fans might hate me, you've got to look at them as the newly promoted championship team that you are. yes, you've got the history, and obviously that still that'll be done by Sky and BT and Match of the Day. They'll all welcome Leicester back as if it was just a short holiday break away, and it was inevitable that he was going to come back. But as Leicester fans, the expectation has still got to be, but we're new to this division. Yes, we've only been out of it 1 year and absolutely blitzed the championship for most of it. You've still got to have that sort of worry in the back of your mind that when you come up from this division, the championship, into the Premier League, it is a lot tougher. But I personally think you're fine. And in a couple of years, like 2-3 seasons, I think you'll be a top 10 side again. But I think you just need to ride this storm of the first season and then, you know, find your feet again at this level.
I do worry that there's going to be a lot of fans that go, oh, we should be top half. We were before. Yeah,
that should never be the aim. That should never be the aim. Or not just the aim, the actual expectation. There should be no Leicester fan expecting to finish top half, because if you finish 17th come the end of May, I'm sure you'd bloody take that right now.
That's what I'm predicting, to be honest with you. You know, especially because we're going to start off on a minus points almost certainly.
Is that confirmed that that's definitely happening, or is it?
No, we still got to go to all different lawyers, and then you know there'll be appeals and what have you. But yeah. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, they're changing the rules again, aren't they? They're picking them in this where
spending cap.
Yeah, spending. I mean, I don't. It football is no longer about playing football on grass. It's about, you know, balancing books in the boardroom.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's why Leicester. Another reason. I know Brad said it on what day was it? Friday night. That after Leeds lost and you obviously got promotion, Brad said, "Don't give a shit about it." Or don't worry about what could happen next season. Let's enjoy this. But now you've won the league and now it's like guaranteed that you are first. And you are looking at the... I know Saturday is still to come, and I'm sure a lot of Leicester fans will not give a toot about what that score is on Saturday. But there's still that thing at the back of your mind. As much as you want to eradicate it, you'll still be thinking about the deduction. This is why they've got to be... like sort of more believable expectations than saying, oh, yeah, we're Leicester, we'll finish top half.
I mean, if Forest, well, Everton are safe, obviously, but yeah, there's always talk about them getting, you know, a yet more points deductions.
The annoying thing is with this, which really buggers me a lot, I'm not going to say about Manchester City because I've already said that, but yes, Wolves, yes, that's pretty much the route I was going to go then without saying it, because every time I say it, Man City fans just call me deluded or call me obsessed with them for some reason. But the problem that this whole deduction stuff is, they don't just say, right, you've got 20 points deduction, that's it. They give you a 6 point, then they add another 5 points on, then they give you, then they take two off and add four on. It's the whole system is messed up. And I think we're going to see more points deductions now, Chris, with the new spending cap, because they're probably going to go back in time and look at all the teams that have overspent by a significant margin over the wages. Like I said, if Leicester could go into next season with less than 10 points deduction, and you know, with all due respect to teams like Crystal Palace and Brentford, Forest, should they stay up, you know, you don't want to have Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool, all these in the first 10 games if you've got a deduction, because it just makes things 10 times harder.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at, you know, the teams, I mean, Brighton, who were the new Leicester, according to everybody, they've kind of slumped back this season, haven't they? And West Ham, you know, haven't really kicked on. So, you know, don't necessarily think we're going to go and embarrass ourselves. And, you know, do you think the style of play that we play under Enzo actually could be more suited to the Premier League?
And not just that, the type of players that you've got at the football club at the moment suited to the Premier League. I know Luke mentioned about Fatu's physical sort of stature, if you will. I don't think he'll have a worry about that in the Premier League, because it's less physical, it's less in your face, it's more of a technical game in the Premier League. And I think Leicester have got more of a technical-based team than, not players that don't want to fight, but like players that would rather pass the ball, keep the ball, than, you know, a Burnley, for example, or a Stoke, where it's like, or Burnley of old, I should say, not Burnley under Company, but Burnley of old or Stoke or teams like this that want to bully you off the ball, want to, you know, make it hard for you. Dirty Leeds, going back to Leeds. Oh, I love it. I love it that Leeds might not get promoted. I love it. But sorry, Leeds fans, but not sorry. But yeah, I think your technical-based players will suit better to the Premier League.
Yeah, I do think we certainly need speed in our back four, because Cody doesn't go quite as far forward as Vestergaard, but Vestergaard, and as we saw tonight, Faye's like to move forward, and we're just going to get caught back out with a counter-attack. We've got no speed in that back line at all.
And that's the thing, you've got speed pretty much everywhere else in the team. I know Dewsbury-Hull's got quick, McAtee, the wingers that you have are rapid in Mavadidi and especially Fatawu. And I know Luke hates him, and I don't know why loads of people hate Daka, but he's rapid as well. So, you know.
They hate him because he was missing so many chances. But, you know, I agree. Daka is fast, but would I sooner keep Daka or Iheanacho? I was sooner keep Iheanacho. My argument with Daka was never the fact that he was being unfairly criticised, because he wasn't playing very well at all. My argument was that when Jamie Vardy went through a period of not scoring goals, nobody got on his back. We just weren't being fair to him. So, but yes, he was playing shit towards the end. But then, you know, he got seven goals before he went off to AFCON and kept us going through that period when Vardy was injured. So, you know, look, we're fickle as football fans, aren't we?
Very much so, yeah, 100%.
You know. I was going to say one thing, of course. I remember when Man United signed Erik ten Hag, he was being called, I think it was Erik 11 Hag. Is he now being called Erik 2.5 Hag? I'm asking for a friend.
That friend can do one.
I won't expect you to answer that. I just wanted to get the dig in, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know. They've all come. Don't worry.
I'm sure. I don't know how I'm going to get up. I've got to get up at 6. I don't know how I'm going to sort of what I'm going to say to TalkSport. I've still got to write a thing for the BBC this morning before I go to bed. So look, I'm going to say thank you very much, Mike.
We will
no doubt do more again together. That sounds rude, doesn't it? But we will.
I know.
We will do more shows together next season. Does that sound any better? I'm not sure. Now that we're back, it's good to be back. It's good to be back as champions. And I mean, Mike, before you go, I mean, where are we? There we go. You know, I mean, I know it does mean that we've also, you know, got relegated more than any other team, but most second tier titles ever, and we're top of that.
And that'll stay that way for a long time, because Norwich are awful. If Man City actually get the punishment they deserve, that may get matched. But yeah, forget them other teams on that list, mate. They're all irrelevant apart from Leicester. There's one thing getting promoted. It's nice getting promoted via the playoffs. It's amazing. Well, I don't know, because I've never been there, but it's nice going up through the playoffs. It's nice going up a second, but champions just that something else.
I would have consoled myself if we hadn't gone up and we'd gone up a second. I'd have been sat here saying, do you know what? We got promoted. Champions doesn't matter. But anybody that's followed this channel this year will know how much I wanted that, to be able to put that up there.
I bet you had that from the day you kicked off against Coventry.
Actually, in fairness, I did all these earlier on today in the hope that we won. Because if we hadn't won, I'd have had to save these until the weekend.
But no one would have knew. No one would have knew. You could have just said you've done them after the game. No one would have known.
I know. I did them bloody quickly after the game. But yeah, look, it's nice to be back. Thanks very much to everybody for the congratulations, for yours, Mike, as well.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good luck next season with your teams.
Yeah.
I think you're going to need it, unfortunately. Yeah. But look, it's football, isn't it? You know, yeah. And you're certainly, well, you're not even a glory hunter with Man United these days, are you? That's another
what
dig.
Glory?
I shouldn't be horrible to you, should I? Okay, I will let you go in a second, but these things I did back at Easter, just before Easter, when I asked all the fans what, you know, their predictions were for the, you know, for the rest of the season for the teams, and you know Carl, don't you, for the lead
yeah.
And he said they wouldn't, because I mentioned him, said you've not put your lost down to lose any games, you were not going to. How did that work out, Carl?
Lost two, I think, Coventry and Queen's Park Rangers.
They've lost three, Coventry, QPR and Blackburn.
Oh, Blackburn, yes.
So since I did that on, which was like the 28th of April, and we played then Good Friday and what have you, in that time, Southampton have got 8 points. Leeds United have got 8 points. Ipswich have got 9. And Leicester City have got 15.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. I know I said it in the comment section earlier, and you said we had to play well for the 30 plus games before that. But in the crunch time of the season, everyone mentions late March to May. Leicester have near enough doubled the teams on 8 points and double and well 6 more than, I believe it was Ipswich you said on 9, which is just like that is. Where you need to perform. I know people say the league is not won in the last 4 or 5 games, but if you put yourself in a position where you can just attain a good amount of points in the back end of the season, other teams may or may not feel the pressure, but Leicester are the deserved champions. Yes, it could, like Brad said, it could have been done 2, 3, 4 weeks earlier if things didn't happen, but who gives a toss? Leicester are champions. Yeah. Who gives a crap?
Exactly. And to be honest with you, it's about, if you want to go up, it's about taking advantage when teams slip up. And nobody did. But there we go. Mike, thank you so very much. Give your channel a shout out, buddy.
Yeah, so the channel's Mike Green. Oh, there we go. I got perfect this time. Just by there. I have actually got quite a few videos coming up. Obviously, now the season's over, I'm doing like reacting to predictions and ranking.
Hello.
Between
you froze then and you went quiet just as you said. I think you said ranking. You might have said something else. I don't know, but I think it was ranking.
Rank.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. Rankings, as soon as you said that, you froze. I thought, oh, you gone off for a quick rank, right?
Yeah, but all the sort of boring content, if you like, the sort of reacting and getting ready for the new season, and hopefully, just like Leicester did this season, I'll have something to cheer about.
Hope you do. Fingers crossed for you, mate. Thanks so much. Fingers have a good crossed. One, and take care, buddy.
See you later. Congratulations, Leicester, as well, by the way, on your champions.
Cheers,
well
done, mate. Thank you. Appreciate that. Right. Good luck in the FA Cup final.
Yes, let's beat them. Speak to you later, mate.
Bye. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Now, thanks to Mike for coming on. Newport fan, you can probably see from his top, Welsh, but then, you know, we've all got our cross to bear, haven't we? it could be worse. Could be Scottish. I'm joking. Before anybody has a go at me, I'm joking. So one last time, let's put this up, shall we? There we go. Championship champions. What more can we say? Yes, we made it hard work. But it's looking a bit boring, wasn't it? No, you know, we were there. We wanted to get, you know, let other teams have a bit of a go and try and catch us up. I can say that now. Jim's just nipped in. Hi, Jim. How are you doing? I don't think I'll... Oh, well, you keep my ring out of it, Jim. No, I won't get anything, I don't think. But anyway, thanks so much. If you've been joining in, thank you so very, very much. And thank you for the watch along earlier. If you're listening to this on catch-up, because I will be putting it, obviously, up on the channel in a second, stick your comments below. Please subscribe if you're new. Smash the likes as well. That really does help the channel. And if you've been listening via your favourite podcast platform, thank you very, very much for lending me your ears. Cheers, Mike. Thanks. Oops, that's not Mike. Mike jumped. There we go. Thanks, Mike, very much. there's a surprise. Mike isn't from Manchester. Whoa. Funny, but true. There we go, guys. I've got a day on tomorrow, Tuesday. I'm sure we're doing something tomorrow. I think we're doing the Let's Talk Leicester show. Kate will be on there with me. Dave, unfortunately, won't be able to make it, so it'll be me and Kate. Thanks very much. Like I say, smash the likes, subscribe, share the video, comment if you're watching it on catch up, and I will see you tomorrow night at 7:30. So it's a bit of a later start tomorrow, 7:30. All the best, everybody. I'm off. I just can't believe it. My eyes are like that at the moment, and I've still got to go and write my BBC post. Take care, guys. Thanks very much, as always, and I'll see you tomorrow. If I can find the video to play out, and I have absolutely no idea where it is. There it is. Good night, guys.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.